3 o'clock. Good to have you. We are going to be very expedient in getting back to the phones. People have been very, very patient. NHL draft tonight. It's a couple different ways to spin it. Moments before we took the air, Noah Dobson got traded to the Canadiens. Another team in the East that's better than you, getting better. And it really, he was given away. 16th and 17th pick and Montreal's equivalent of Jonathan Berggren. Why weren't you involved? I can't even explain it at this point. But, okay, maybe you think you have Ekblad. You know, maybe you think that's in the bag. Okay. Not going to be mad about it, sure. My point is, this is the week, anyone who covers the NHL would tell you, the big moves are going to go down. Have the Wings bought anybody out? No. Have they made a trade? No. Have they packaged assets to get out of bad contracts? No.
No.
And were they involved with Dobson? Even though people who cover the Wings or are hockey elite went, hey, Wings and Dobson, match made in heaven. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on nothing. They were nowhere.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
Trey would not have broken you either.
No. Absolutely not.
This is it. Like, wow, you could have gave the 13th pick.
Well, I'm 13th plus, but who cares?
Right.
I don't care. I'm past the point of caring. Now Montreal has a franchise defenseman to add to their core with the diminutive Lane Hutson. You know, Montreal's definitely got the market cornered on Kyler Murray hockey players with Hutson and Cofield. But look, the whole question is, A, what needs to happen tonight for you not be disappointed? Wojo wrote a piece, and we actually agree with it, which is you can't use that pick tonight. Like, you got to use that pick to trade, to get something, to move this thing forward. And then I just want to add this to the mix, and then we'll go right to the people. We had a caller just now talk about goalies. All right, now I'll throw this out. This is not an endorsement, and I don't know that it's that factual, but enough people who cover the league, just a little perusing. With the Islanders shipping out Noah Dobson, teams are calling on Matthew Barzal. And that's not the name. Although if you wanted a center, that would be your answer. There's some rumblings about Ilya Sorokin. Now, Sorokin, not good last year. Sorokin also has been underwhelming in the playoffs. You don't know, Puck. I watch my team, and I've watched him in the playoffs.
And we're qualified.
And I remember him giving up 4 goals and 14 shots against the Hurricanes and getting pulled. The point I make is this. Sorokin has elite pedigree, and even in his bad year this year, I think he was 5th in Vezina voting. Look, he's signed, and he's expensive. He's an $8 million a year goalie. Now, the way I look at it is, if I get rid of the dead body of Tarasenko, that makes Sorokin a $4 million goalie. He's signed through 2030. Like, you're in it for the long haul with him. Okay. He's 28. I'll put it to Kenny. This is not an endorsement. It's just you read, and Kenny, does that name intrigue you like Linus Ullmark did?
It does. Not quite to the degree that Linus Ullmark did, simply because Ullmark was playing out of his mind for most of the time we saw him. But yeah, no, it's not something that I'd poo-poo.
So that means you go Sorokin and you lose pretty much all your other goalies that you have here, and you just wait on the guys that are in the minors?
No, what you do is you bring up Kosa and you have him learn under Sorokin.
No, you trade Kosa to me.
Okay, we'll do that. You can have Augustine.
I'll take it.
All right.
Look, there's thought actively going on in the New York media. Okay, well, now does this mean the Islanders are tearing it down? Then there's been Soroka being linked to the Oilers. I'm just putting it out there. I don't have the answer. I'm not advocating. I'm offering. You do what you want to do. But we want to know what you guys need in order to not be disappointed tonight. Because I don't have the answer. Using pick 13 makes no sense to me. I'd love to see them trade it, get some help. But there's lots of things I wish they would have done this week, including buyouts. So I don't know. Kenny, go ahead.
It's not just us saying this, by the way, because from every national writer that I read, writing think pieces on, what every team should do this offseason, the Red Wings usually consist of trade for defense, trade for a forward, buyouts, in that order usually. So it's not just us. And by the way, is it a little puzzling that Wojo wrote this article? Because usually when he's writing something, it's imminent.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, sometimes, Kenny, what you realize is that you work with a lot of savants. Like, certain people just know things. Like, somehow or another, somebody in this room happened to know the Pistons were going to take.
excuse me. So, almonds.
And maybe Wojo is kind of channeling that same
energy.
Hope
he's right. And look, if a Blockbuster goes down tonight, we all feel better. But we're dealing in the here and now. And that's all we can do.
But what have we always done is, there's going to be another shoe that drops here. That's for sure going to happen. It happened
after
the Wallman trade.
I'm still waiting for the future considerations.
A ticket texter suggested we trade the number one for Wallman, by the way. We get him right back.
Okay, read the ticket text and I'm going to the caller.
If Eisenman makes the 13th pick tonight, he has no expectations or pressure from ownership. I can't believe the moves being made around the NHL. Nothing but crickets here in Detroit. That was the first round for Wallman text. If Steve makes a pick at 13, we'll see 5 years from now. Then I don't know what we're doing here. It's ridiculous. That's from Rick.
Okay. Go to the people. Nick is going to bat leadoff, 97-1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Nick. I'm sorry that took so long, man. I apologize.
No. I love the topic, and honestly, a great one for today. I want to pile on to both the Dobson trade as well as just what I need to see tonight, but I want to start with Dobson and also to caveat as well the Zegras trade that happened earlier in the week, too.
Sure.
You see what these guys are going for, and it's little to nothing in terms of what you'd expect the offering to be, and you guys have been good at touching on that. And it's I'm seeing all these teams, they make trades, they're making these signings, they're doing all this stuff, and then we have Detroit who just crickets. And that's my question to Steve is, what's the plan? What's the roadmap? What's the benchmark? What's the goal? Like, the goal next year, and you nailed it, Mike, like, it's make the playoffs in the 100th season or you're out. You're done. You've had enough time. You're not doing anything. You probably had an initial plan you thought was going to work because you're the smartest man in the room,
right. But
it's not working. And now you don't know how to be aggressive enough to change that plan, to make bold moves and or to pull the trigger on one. He just seems timid. He seems like he's flustered right now and feeling the pressure he didn't think he's probably ever going to feel. And that kind of gets me to what I want to see tonight, which is number one. And I feel like this is a cherry on top. Doesn't have to happen tonight. What'd be nice to see is, can we just re-sign Patrick Kane already? Like, we've been talking about this for over almost 2 months. Mutual interest on his end, mutual interest on our end. You see all these other teams re-signing these guys where there's that mutual interest. Like, Steve, get it done. Unfortunately, a 36-year-old Patrick Kane is too important to let walk on this team. Like, you just can't let him walk.
And that's
cannot for the power play.
Well, yeah, but see, the other side of it is that's a guy who never takes penalty kill shifts. That's a guy who is 36.
Right.
And so Nick, I think you said it best. It's unfortunate that it's this important because
exactly, Mike.
That scares me.
It's scary because that's how bad this roster has been, you know, construed. And the other thing, too, is pick 13. Trade the pick. Either move up in the top 5, 6, whatever it needs to be to get a guy who you know will be a good piece of this core in 2, 3 years and be a big part of it, or trade the pick like we've all been asking for, package it in a deal for some proven NHL talent on the blue line or forward.
Yep.
And this whole goalie market thing is just bothering me even more. Oh, the Red Wings want to be active in the goalie market.
Yeah, who?
This is one of the worst goalie markets I've ever seen. Like, no. Who are you going to get that's going to be a game changer, Steve?
Nick,
nobody.
Nick, here's the other thing. Work with me on this, because Rico knows what I'm about to say. When they made that trade to acquire, you know, Paul Rudd or whoever they got at the deadline, Craig Smith or whatever, they took on their own volition, a $5 million Peter Mrazek.
Mrazek?
What? How?
What are we, again, that's my point. Like, what's the plan, Steve? Like, what are we trying to do here? What's the next step of this? It just seems like, no pun intended, he's just winging it and he's allowed to. And it's just mind blowing to me.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, when that deal was made, there were people high fiving in that room saying, yes, yeah, we got Mrazek.
Okay. No, I refuse that scene on principle. No. Oh, my God, no.
Well, I mean, you know, every room, like, when, yeah, way to go.
We got our guy.
Yeah.
Tell me it was someone in pro scouting looking at the wrong stat column. Like, they were looking at, like, prime Carey Price before his knees blew out. And they're like, we got to steal. Actually, Bob, scroll down one more column.
At this point, based on what our pro scouting has done, it wouldn't surprise me if that was the case, Mike.
But you understand the absurdity of wings want to be active in goalie market. Cutscene, you took on a god-awful goalie at $5 million last deadline that you're stuck with.
Right.
So then you juxtapose it with, all right, this guy's becoming the new Scott Frost. This will be the year Kosa's up. So you add $5 million goalie and you want more goalie.
Mm-hmm.
and flowchart, Coase is still over.
Make it make sense.
I can't, and that's where I lean on the hockey elite.
This will be the year we trade our first round pick. No, no, it won't. It wasn't last year. This is exactly that. We had this. What is this? Groundhog Day? We had this conversation this time last.
You know, the craziest thing is, like, look at the Islanders with what they did with Dobson. And part of it is what Darsh is trying to do is it's probably a rebuild. The Islanders have cap space, a lot of it. And the Islanders apparently want first-round picks, a lot of them, because they want to go up and get James Hagans, who's a Long Island native, right? Hit the siren. Boo! But, I mean, if you call him with pick 13 and you go, all right, here's the deal. I need you to take out all of our trash plus. I mean, you haven't done a buyout. You haven't done anything. The Islanders would probably do a cartwheel to have 13, 16, and 17 to try to move up to 5, 6, 7 and get Hagans.
That'll get you in the top 10.
But I look at it and I'm like, it's what Nick said. They've just, there's nothing happening. And you're like, what's the plan here?
And that's the frustration. As I think, because you're not seeing anything in the past couple of years has shown you nothing. So it's, you want to love, but it's hard because you don't see anything.
You know, the other thing I'm getting a little tired of, I'm going to be honest, this whole, Stevie's going to take it down to the deadline in negotiations. It's like, all right, sweet. You're going to beat up a 36-year-old man for $500,000? Is that what we're doing? We're going to treat Patrick Kane like a pinata when he's one of the only power play, you know, savants we have? It's just, I mean, Kenny, you know what I'm saying. The whole dragging of the feed and Stevie's drawing hard lines in this. Right, maybe that's why we're bad.
And I think there was an article from The Athletic that came out during the season. I think it was close to trade deadline where agents called him hard to deal with. Like, one of the harder ones to deal with in the NHL. It's all starting to make a lot of sense if that's the case.
Correct. Let him cook. Hey, all bots, welcome. If you want him to use the 13th pick tonight, tell us why. I want to hear rationale, okay?
Okay.
All right, take it easy. But we've rapped about the Red Wings a lot. We're going to get right back to the phones. It's simple. They're picking at 13. The question tonight is why. If you think we're a couple of bleep holes, cool. Wojo, who loves these teams and really takes an act of God for him to critique them, Wojo's column today. Steve, you can't use this pick tonight. You got to trade it.
Yeah.
Noah Dobson got dealt, if you're just joining the show, and to another Eastern Conference team. He's a Montreal Canadian, and they gave up very little for a 25-year-old cornerstone defenseman. He signed an 8-year extension, 9.5 AAV. Montreal gave up pick 16 and 17 and essentially their version of Jonathan Bergeron. Where were you? I mean, again, even in the moments leading up to the trade, Columbus was circling the waters that pick 14 was going to be involved. The Islanders were looking for picks. You had the highest pick of any of the teams interested. Now, if you're going to tell me, listen, bleephole, they're signing Ekblad. Okay. Respect. I'm not yelling about it, but we don't know that they're signing Ekblad. And factually, the teams like Pierre LeBrun put out today, be on the lookout for Dallas and Utah. Now, that's a weird way of spelling Detroit. Maybe I need a different Rosetta Stone.
And I need like a horn every time a team gets linked with a player that I want that isn't Detroit, because it just happened again. St. Louis, Bowen Byram. That's another thing that just happened right now. There's no deal yet, but there's interest, there's smoke, there's whispers.
I'm going to be very, very honest. And I people get very sensitive because of their adoration, and much of it is justified for what Yzerman did here. But as a front office executive, I don't care what he did as a player, and I don't care what he did in Tampa. I care what you're doing now. That's like a contractor who has built you a money pit, but you say, well, the last three houses he built were beautiful. Right. Yeah, well, he effed mine.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't care. It is approaching Office Space levels for me. When the Bobs come to town, what would you say you do here?
Well, and I think we were talking in the break with Kenny and Paul. The fact that...
You're not calling him Windy today?
I'm not calling him Windy. He's Paul Sarah.
Thank you for showing him the respect he deserves.
I was calling Windhorse Paul Sarah. That's what I was doing. But, no, it's the lack of confidence you're feeling just coming off of Stevie's last press conference where, you know, you get the know and the daydreaming and, it felt like, seems like, don't question me. I know what I'm doing. it didn't make you feel like, okay, big things are in the works. It was kind of like, wait,
that's a week from now and they got Robertson and Ekblad.
He pulled the okie doke.
Everyone's going to be thrilled.
Right.
But we're dealing reality today.
He fooled us all. But I'm just saying, until that happens, I think that's why you see a lot of people are feeling that way. It's just like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
if they
want to support you, but you got to help us out here. What are you doing?
If they use the pick at 13, Kenny, what's your reaction tonight?
Initially, my reaction would be anger, but at this point, I'm expecting him fully to use it. So it would just be like, well,
you've given up, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
It's
prove me wrong. Go ahead. Make the pick. I believe you will. And I will be very surprised if he does not.
Okay.
Yeah, go get your bear jersey.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to John 97.1. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, John. Thanks for your patience, man. I know it took a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. So I'm with Kenny. I've given up, and nothing that happens tonight will probably make me any happier or maybe more excited. Look forward to next season. I mean, you guys are talking about, you know, Bowen Byram's out there and Aaron Ekblad's out there. Well, guess what? I know Steve is not going to sign those guys. He's only signed one free agent that was worth getting off the pot for, and that guy was DeBrincat, who wanted to come here. I mean, he doesn't make any moves, and I want to add him to the worst GM of Detroit, Mount Rushmore, alongside Matt Millen, Troy Weaver, and Bob Quinn.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I mean, John, I'll be ready if they don't do anything this summer and they're not good this year, they don't make a huge step forward, I guess we could. It's, John, that's a rough list to be a part of. That is rough.
Well, I mean, he hasn't – I mean, what are we doing? I'm 31 years old. I grew up with the playoff streak and all that, whatever. Sure. I watched Steve play. But like Kenny said earlier, we are worse than the Dead Wings right now.
Yeah, and John, you know, the question of what are we doing? When you say what are we doing, that's my response. I'm with you. I don't know, because the plan feels like I can do whatever I want. I'm in no rush. I don't care what any of you idiots think, and this might take 12 years. That's what it feels like. I'm not saying that's what they show up at work every day thinking. It's just, yeah, John, for a week that was supposed to be stuff and things, they've literally done nothing, and I can't explain it.
And he's going to make that pick tonight, and we'll be talking about, wait till, you know, Max Clark in 5 years, or, you know, Kosa and things and stuff.
Yeah, the Kosa thing is really fascinating too, John, because you see the reports that the Wings want to be in the goalie market, and then you're going, all right, what are we doing here?
Like, do the Islanders want to do a goalie swap for Mrazek?
I mean, look, if the Islanders are tearing it down, they'd be your dance partner because they're trading an $8 million goalie. We'd have to take the $5 million back. But, yeah, you're going to pay through
all three goalies that we have now.
I don't, John, will you please don't break my balls. I don't need all three. I'll take one to help you out, but come on. Like, no, I mean, John, listen,
it's
you
a
got
Groupon,
it, man.
Goalie Groupon.
Yeah, John's like, you get a goal here, take them all. John's walking out to his work truck, and he's got them all in a satchel like Santa Claus. He's got Mrazek's arm sticking out of the bag. No,
you bought something in a garage sale. You know what? Just take all of it. You can have it all.
I mean, Kenny, I never got a clear answer from you, though. In a world, would you even call the Islanders on Sorokin?
Sure. Yeah. No problem. Especially considering the reports that Yzerman is looking for a goalie. I think with a team that's looking to unload something like that, yeah, that's a perfect dance
because
partner.
Because in essence, look, let's separate again, if you don't like him, I'm not mad at you. All right. But all I'm saying is his rock bottom this year, he still finished fifth in Vezina voting. I don't know what to tell you. He's never won a cup. Islanders don't win cups. It's where careers go to die. The point is, his salary would largely be offset by you getting rid of Peter Mrazek. Like, the Islanders have $22 million in space. But to make this deal, you would package Mrazek in it. So Sorokin costs you $3 million, $3.5 million, right?
Okay.
Then you just launch Tarasenko into space. Mrazek and Tarasenko equal Sorokin. Now, again, the picks, the prospects, the pain point, no, you're going to have to pay. Because even at, look, the new GM of the Isles, he's going to look at this and go, all right, look, if I'm getting rid of our superstar goalie, albeit off a buy low year, I have to get, not monumental return, but it ain't going to be this Dobson thing. And for people who doubt it and go, oh, I wouldn't give up anything, look at what goalies go for in the rare occasions they get dealt. Goalies are quarterbacks and quarterbacks are goalies. If you have one, you hang on.
So you're hoping he has that resurgent here, comes here, fix the problem, and yeah, he's your guy.
Look, Sorokin has put a lot of good takes out
there. He's your Bobrovsky.
He is. At his best, he'll straight up win you games. On his own accord, he will goalie other teams at his best.
Yeah, he's a Vezina candidate at his best.
Yeah, I think his highest finish in the Vezina was second, but he's always top five. Has he struggled a little bit in the playoffs? Yes, I'm not going to lie to you. But, guys,
playoffs.
You said in the playoffs, though, right?
Playoffs.
Yeah, see, the playoffs are actually – so it's weird. There's a second season after the regular season that if you're good enough, you qualify for what's called the playoffs.
Huh.
And you play – it's crazy. Have you ever seen this thing? It's called Stanley Cup. You play for this unbelievable trophy.
Well, that's what that is.
You know, and there's a guy who wears a wig with white gloves and he carries it around. You play for that.
I vaguely remember that.
I don't know. And I'm not endorsing it. I was just offering it that there's some smoke that the Islanders are at least fielding calls on Sorokin and Matthew Barzal. You do what you want. I don't care anymore. I quit. Honestly. Go sign Mike Vernon. All right. I'm done. 97.1. All right, it's a bold move, but we're going to ask Kenny to read. Ticket text, please.
You know what? I'm not going to read just for that. Jeez, the slander on a daily basis. Eiserman never makes any moves. Don't get your hopes up. That's from Keith in Fraser.
Damn you, Keith.
Sorry, Mike, we don't have room for Noah Dobson. Steve just re-signed William Lagesson.
That's the difference, no doubt.
We are one Lagesson away from a cup, that is for sure. When any Detroit team doesn't make trades, you just get FOMO, and it's kind of sad. That's from Will.
Look, let me address that, too, and then I'll go to the callers. I fully admit my frustration across all sports. It, like, bleeds over into the next team. I'm admitting this to you. But the Wings are truly in a grocery aisle of their own. Like, if you get frustrated with the Pistons or the Tigers or the Lions in action, that's one thing. The Red Wings are in a different section of the grocery store where I don't think it's wrong in the least to be not even sad about not making moves, but like angry, demanding. Does that make sense or do I sound like more of a bleephole than I already am?
No, it makes, like I said, it makes sense. And I think a lot of that stems from the fact that you didn't get the vote of confidence coming from Steve's last press conference to end the season.
Where he was daydreaming.
Right, like, because... this is going to sound, you know, they take it serious, but when you're daydreaming, it's like, dude, are you taking this serious? Because fans are. Fans want to see winning, and it's just like, that's not what you expect to hear from your leader. It's just, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I wasn't listening. Yeah.
Let's go to the people. By the way, Noah Dobson's a Canadian, and they basically traded a bowl of poutine to get him. Let's go to Bobby, 97.1. What's up, Bobby?
Mike, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, buddy. What's going on?
I'm with everyone. He's not going to do it. I want bold. You want bold. The city wants bold. I package 13. I package 44, whatever prospects it takes. I'm looking to go to Boston. They had a fire sale at the deadline. Marchand's not safe. Nobody's safe. Go after McAvoy or Pastrnak. Like, I want bold. And I don't even want him to trade up. If he trades up, I don't think that even the top five have much immediate impact as trading for someone, you know. So it's like, I don't even want him to trade that.
I mean, Bobby, my team's got the number one pick. You don't see me doing cartwheels. This is a year that there isn't that type of player. I mean, even whether it was the Misa kid, Hagans, you know, Schaefer, I'm not sitting here telling you I'm grinding tape on minor leagues. You just read what experts have to tell you, and it's just not that type of year.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't see any benefit of trading up. You know, just to answer your question, making the pick, disappointed. And just to echo the point. We are at a point where we have to sign Patrick Kane in the last minute at 36 years old to get anyone happy in this town. What is going on, man?
Bobby, I hold an unpopular opinion, but and like caller Nick said this best about 40 minutes ago. It's sad that it's this way. And you're right, Bobby, that you probably have to. I don't want to. I don't want to sign Patrick Kane. I don't want a player who's turning 37. And you're right.
But we're all hanging
Bobby,
on.
Right. It's all we have.
But it's a move. It's something.
Is it?
It's something, but it's just not good enough. Flat out. It's just not good enough, man.
No.
Like,
no.
Kenny, we need bold.
It's a move. When if you're in the desert, you'll drink dirty water because it's something.
I guess so, man. But if it's that and some bottom six help and maybe defensive depth, I'm sorry. But William Lagesson, I'm sorry, but that's just not good enough.
No, Bobby made me sadder.
Like everything's going to be great, man. They're going to get Ekblad. They're going to get Robertson. It's going to be a great offseason. We're going to second round, maybe third round of the playoffs.
Is it wrong that this Dobson thing has sent me into a little bit of a tailspin?
It shouldn't send you into a tailspin in a vacuum. But if you look, this happens every year with this team. Is like they're not even rumored with some of these guys.
Right, and it sent you into a tailspin because you saw what he went for.
And it's
you're
also
like, you know
a
what,
player I'm familiar with. It's right. A player from my team. It's a player I've watched. He is exactly what this team needs. And he's 25. Amen. Like timeline-wise.
Give it time. Stevie's the G in lasagna.
He fits your cup window, and also you wouldn't have had to give that much up to...
Cup window? You mean the one that envelops your balls? Because it sure as hell ain't the Stanley Cup.
It's the hope when you sign long-term prospects, Michael. Let me just... Now you're making me sad.
This MFSN cup window. Are you... Cup window? You mean coffee cup? I made the playoffs in a decade. He's talking cup windows.
Maybe he's talking the stainless steel Stanley Cup.
The Sports Illustrated commemorative.
Yeah.
If they can't be a cup contender within the Sider Raymond, you know, extension window, then I'm sorry. That's not good enough.
Can we make the playoffs first?
Mike, I'm trying to get there, damn it.
Okay.
You're making me sad.
You almost made it.
Let's go to Tony 97.1. Tony, what's going on?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, hey. T. What's going on, buddy?
For a point of reference, Mike, I don't know if you'll remember this, but a few months back, I was the one that admitted to being the hockey gambling degenerate that was gambling against the Red Wings.
Yes. This was a very stressful call you provided.
Oh, my God. I want the Red Wings to take the 13th pick and trade me for a new GM right now. Right this very minute.
Oh, boy.
Like, how is Hall still on this team?
I don't know. I don't know how Tarasenko's here. I don't know.
Mike, you remember, I'm not busting your balls when I say this, Mike. Remember last year when you were talking about the Tigers and you were making fun of them? Oh, we can't sign this veteran because it's blocking.
The kids.
So it's the kid. You're literally doing that with the Red Wings right now.
But you know what's interesting, Tony, is outside of Casper, we haven't played any of the kids. I mean, you could say Berggren if you want to, but like all the people that we are excited about, we don't play.
But Michael, that's my point, okay? Wallander, like I'm a hockey geek. Every report you read about this defenseman, he is more than ready for the NHL. And he just finished his second year in Grand Rapids. Think about Johansson. The only reason we got to see how good of a defenseman he was that slob Petrie and Chiarot got hurt and they were forced to play him.
More pro scouting.
Think about Casper. He was playing the fourth line. 8 minutes a night. When did Dylan Larkin and Lucas Raymond go on fire? Oh, Casper gets moved up to the first line. When does DeBrincat and King go on fire? Oh, they put Casper at his natural position of center, and he catches fire. And yet, all we hear about is these prospects, but we have these slobs at the pro team that are literally blocking their way.
And, Tony, that's what's frustrating, is it feels like the Wings are close.
Michael, it makes me want to drive into traffic.
Well, let's don't do that. But it's, especially it's sunny on a Friday. Let's not do that.
Do you realize that the Buffalo Sabres literally traded arguably a top six forward for a third and a fourth liner?
Oh, Paterka. Why do you think I was angry at this Dobson thing, Tony? Because Paterka was rumored to be the centerpiece of a package to the Islanders. That's a kid with another step in development. He's going to be an all-star. And the Sabres went full Sabre. They traded Paterka for, like, a cup of ice cream.
So you're telling me we couldn't have sent Bergeron in the 13th and got him?
I don't know. Look, I don't know.
But, Mike, what is your golden rule about rumors in all major sports? If a team is sniffing around, you'll read about it.
Yeah, that's correct? True. That is true. That you're right.
Somebody will report something.
Right. And again, Tony, right. I know what the bots are going to say to us. Well, Stevie moves in silence. That doesn't exist in 2025. It doesn't. Now, look, we're due for an Iser bomb. Like, you're due for something to come out of left field. Will it happen tonight? Sure as hell don't know. It's why we're doing the topic. We're rooting for it. We want it. Maybe he's got it all laid out. Maybe tonight they kick off the draft and they're like, we have breaking news. Tarasenko has been launched into space on a SpaceX rocket. And
Wojo's that's the article kickoff. Has me feeling confident about that because Wojo doesn't put information out there like that.
Okay. Listen, I want you to be right. Big time. All right, we'll get to a blitz top of the hour. I want to make sure we get to all our callers on this Red Wing stuff. The draft is tonight. Blockbuster trade in the NHL. Of course, it didn't feature the Wings, but it sure as hell featured another team in the East. Noah Dobson went to the Canadiens. And really, for a very, very paltry return, pick 16 and 17 in a Berggren-level prospect. Where were you? And again, if you're going to call up, I want to credit Red Wing fan. No one has called up drinking Stevie's bathwater today. No one has even tried. But the question, it kind of falls in line with Wojo's column. What do you want them to do with this 13th pick? And so far, not a single person has called up saying use the pick. Everyone is almost aligned with just trade this. What are we doing? We need help.
Yeah, it'd be a disappointment if you see the Wings up there making that selection at 13.
You know what's always funny, though? Like, we're sitting here now, and you know somewhere in the world, someone who purports to be a media member, it might just be a kid in his basement writing a blog, I don't know, someone will defend the selection tonight and absolutely sell you electricity around the player they drafted. I always want to, like, I want to do like a mental study on those people. Like, the whole world feels one way. And then there's going to be someone, and it'll be like,
you know why? I'm just going to tell you why, and you're going to get angry, and you're going to probably flip me off, and I really don't care. It's been a long week. But so they can say I was right. I got in early on this person and said this person was going to be
the desire to be right is the undoing of any good content. That is
now, if
not
you feel that person is really like you've seen this person play since Pee Wee hockey and you've just been following
where
their
in
career.
The fjords of Sweden,
right? And it's just like, you know what? Wow, I've actually seen this kid and this kid is good. Okay,
right, but still.
But if you say, hey, this he's going to be a difference maker. He's going to come up, and in a couple of years, he'll be a 40-point scorer.
Wow, whole 40 points, huh?
Just saying.
All right. Got yourself a regular.
Couple of years.
I just wonder.
Can I ask you a follow-up question based on something you asked me earlier in the show?
No.
Okay.
Yes, of course. What's up?
Yeah, no, I told you, Kenny. Long week.
So you asked me basically what I think is going to happen tonight, all of that. What's your surprise level if he makes that pick at 13? How surprised, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm very, 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 very surprised, 1 being I'm not at all.
1.
That's exactly right.
I know in my heart that's probably the likely outcome, and the only thing I have is hope, which is not a strategy. I'm hopeful that pick will not be used by this team, that it'll be weaponized in a trade. But no, 1. And then even further, I've almost, like, I don't even know who it would be. I just almost feel like I'm going to see the Swedish flag on TV. It's just going to be a Swede.
Player, German player, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, good talk. I thought there was a follow-up there. Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Whoa, Mike, Rico. Was that Paul, Sarah, that you were talking to just now, or was that Kenny?
That was Kenny. Kenny.
Okay, so between the three of you, please help me out here, because I'm trying to understand why it is the Red Wings haven't spent money the way they should have. Now, is it because the Tigers have been so successful? And, I mean, does the money cross over because you got one owner?
No, because one sport has a cap, the other sport doesn't. The Red Wings have played near the cap or at the cap. Now, they have free agent dollars, and free agency starts July 1st. So that's where I can't get bent out of shape about that from a Red Wing perspective, Paul.
Well, I am too, and that's the reason why I called, because I'm like in lockstep with everybody else. They need to trade this pick. There's no reason to even make a pick tonight. I don't understand what he's doing. All right. Yes, I understand the fact that he was successful in Tampa Bay, but that doesn't mean that you can carry that over with you just because he's won, with another team. All right. There's got to be something going on here that we don't see, or that we are not seeing at all, or he's pulling the wool over everybody's eyes and he's just going to pull something. So I guess that's the reason why I need your guys' help, because I'm still trying to understand why nothing has happened.
Now, listen, if you end up, and again, I don't think this is going to happen, but if you ended up in free agency with $20 million in space, you then would be able to complain about spending. But that has not been the Wings' issue. The issue has been their pro scouting department, led by Chris Draper, has been amongst the league's worst, because what you spend on is awful.
You're not seeing the result. Right.
Now, they've got plenty of cap space to operate. I am hopeful we have players we're excited to see as a byproduct of that. But as we head into the draft tonight, Kenny, don't look at me that way. As we head into the draft tonight, no, I'm losing faith that a trade will be a part of it. But guess what? That draft night is yet to happen. I'm leaving a space open for hope. Because that's all I have. I don't have any evidence. I don't have any rumors. We don't have nothing.
This is actually personal growth for you.
What?
No, it is. No, because normally you're angry. You're actually willing to let it play out.
What choice do I have? The draft's in 3 hours. What do you want me to do?
Right, but I'm saying it's personal growth. You're normally angry. You're letting.
I am angry.
Nah. You want the most likely outcome? Is they do nothing they make the pick in the draft, and then they get $4 or $5 million players, and that's the offseason. Because that's every offseason. Could you see that happening on a scale of 1 to 10, Mike?
I'd be a 5. Kenny, it is unthinkable for them to simply burn their hand on the stove again and repeat everything they've done. Kenny, look, on a business perspective alone, separate the hockey. On a business perspective alone, they are entering their centennial season. This is going to be a big deal for them. They have special events planned, a special logo. It's all over the city of Detroit. Mm-hmm. They're changing the center ice logo. This is a big thing for them. Kenny, on a business perspective alone, they got to get this right.
Does it feel at all to you like they have a big plan every offseason, but then a few things go wrong and they're like, I guess we'll just go back. We'll just react to that instead.
We'll fix it later.
Yeah, exactly.
It's basically what it feels like.
And that's what I feel like is happening right now. It's slipping through our fingers.
So you're asking an opinion on they have a plan, but then they either can't execute it or get skittish?
Like they have a player. They have a guy that they want to get, whether it's, like, let's say it was Dobson. They were like, all right, Dobson's a big fish for us. We're going to try to hunt him down. If not, we'll try for Ekblad. If not, and then some other team.
Look, I'm still holding out hope that by the time we do radio together Monday, they have Ekblad. I don't know what else to say, because that's all I have left. The Dobson thing to me was handed to them. The Islanders wanted picks. You had the highest pick. You had the need. You have the prospects. You have the space. That just seemed like a natural. Now, if they like Ekblad better, their prerogative. But it's just, man, all week this Dobson thing felt like, Hell, there were guys who make their life writing about hockey saying, if he's moved, it's Detroit. Those are my words.
Well, it's one of those, because it seems so easy that that's when you start saying, yeah, you know it's not going to happen.
Kenny painted a very dark scenario. 248-539-9797. We can get more to calls in the mix. I know we got to do football today. We'll have Who Said It in the 4 o'clock hour as well. 97.1.